Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to, so I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by, so put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly, and
you, but that song always uplifts me, and I really hope it uplifts you. Good, happy Monday, Street Love family. What kind of day did you have today? Well, it's about to get better. Amen. Welcome to the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. My name is Sister Shelley. Our purpose here is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we together can apply street love to each of them. My ministry assignment is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. That's based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about the ministry. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory, praise, and honor due your name. We ask that you open up the hearts and minds of each of the listeners. Holy Spirit, have your way today and in every way for this time of this service. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Now, most of us have taken a chemistry course in high school. We learned the different elements or substances on the periodic table. Some of those elements, to name a few, are Mg, which would be magnesium, sodium for salt, and H2O for water. Well, the elements on the chemistry table can be found in the earth. So they're tangible or touch, or you can touch them, should I say, and they can be seen or smelled. But God's elements table, for the purpose of this message, is we're going to refer to it as the hope table, hope, H-O-P-E. And it contains substances of things found in the spiritual realm. Where is it at? In the spiritual realm. And they cannot be seen, but they can be obtained, expected, or believed for in the earth so that you can then eventually touch them, smell them, or see them. Amen? Now, this hope table includes substance of things that must be done for what you're believing for to manifest. And they are as follows. Faith, Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things to come, or of things not seen. The second substance on the hope table is you need to believe Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's in John 14:6. The third substance on the hope table is salvation, for we are saved by hope, Romans 8:24. So the elements or substance needed under the hope table is you have to have faith that Jesus is our Lord and receive his salvation. Now you can manifest in prayer for what is the unseen in the spirit realm or in heaven. Amen. Did you get that? Well, the title of today's message is Hope in the Lord. Let's get to it. Hope is defined as, in the Noah Webster 1828 edition, as belief that is obtainable, expectancy of good, confidence in a future event. So, as I stated, we are to go to God in heaven in the spiritual realm with hope, expectancy, belief in what we cannot see, and request it to be here in the earth. And where have we heard that before? In the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9-13. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we know in heaven there's no sickness, there's no lack, there's no fear. Amen? So we can go to our Heavenly Father and say, hey, I want the healthy body that I have in heaven while I'm here on earth. I want the mansion that I'm going to have in heaven here on earth. You follow me? You can ask it, glory to God, when you put your hope in the Lord. Now, what happens to those who hope in the Lord? Psalms 146:5 says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Lamentations 3:24 says, the Lord is my portion or allotment, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. So guess what? We are not to hope in our circumstances, in the COVID booster, in the government, in our job or the employers, the doctors, what the diagnosis is. We're not to put our hope in our family members or friends. And we're definitely not supposed to put our hope in anything that we can see, touch, or hear, or feel. Amen? So the person who hopes in the Lord is a person who will be happy to have God's help. You'll be blessed, can trust him, and he will give you your portion or allotment, exactly what's deserved to you. Amen? So let's go to our biblical story. We're going to the book of Daniel, chapter 6. And let me give you a little backdrop of this story. Daniel is a devout servant of God. He has a really good habit of going before the Lord 3 times a day on his knees, praying and giving thanks before his God. Now, the king has just put in a decree that no one should petition any god or man for 30 days unless it's to the king. And if they're caught praying or doing anything to any other god or to anybody but the king, the price is that they be put in the den of lions. So we're going to start at verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into the house, and his windows being open in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. And what that means is that when things were going good, he prayed 3 times a day, and now it's not looking good, he's still going to pray 3 times a day. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king, spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Has thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any God or man within 30 days, save of the king, shall be put into the den of lions? And the king answered, that's true, that's what I said. Then answered they and said before the king, well, that man, that devout man of God, Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, he regardeth not your decree. And he still keeps going before the Lord times a day, not once, 3 times. Verse 16, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Now there's a period at the end. There's not a question. So he's confirming that he believes his God is going to get him out of this. Glory to God. What does he have? He has hope in Daniel's God. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of the Lord's, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed through the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep was kept from him. So he's spending all night for Daniel. Glory to God. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste. So he went quickly to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thy servants continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Question mark. So he's scared. He's calling out. He knows there are lions there. He knows that, you know, what could have happened. Let's see what happened. We jump to verse 21, and he says, O king, live thou forever. Daniel is alive. Hallelujah. 22, but God hath sent his angel and have shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as innocency was found in me and also before me, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Why? Because he believed in his God. Why? Because he had hope in the Lord. Glory to God. That's a good story. Hallelujah. Now, my street love testimony for this week and for this message is, so most of you know that I hold a, I host a monthly street outreach at a couple of churches here in Michigan. And I've been doing this for several years. And I would use my own money and, you know, chase after volunteers because I thought I was putting skin in the game, you know, putting my own money in there, putting my time in there. And in reality, I just needed help with my unbelief. I believed, but just wasn't 100% certain God would come through with volunteers and the funds. But one day I read how Daniel got before God 3 times a day, whether it was good or bad, no matter what was going on, he kept doing what he was supposed to do. And I decided, wait a minute, this is God's ministry, not Lachelle's. So my hope was now in the Lord and not on if my volunteers got there or if I had the money. And guess what? God shows up every month and I give him all of the glory. Hallelujah. The Street Love Action for this week, I want you just to take a moment and close your eyes. Yep, right where you're at, close your eyes. Picture that thing that seems impossible that you're hoping for. Is it for you to start a business? For you to lose weight? Is it for you to buy a home? Are you about to start over and you're just like, I'm too old, I'm too young? Are you dealing with a health issue? Are you grieving the loss of someone and you just need some hope? Can you see whatever it is in the spirit realm? Well, go ahead and request it. Come into the earthly realm. Amen. Do it. Glory to God. In conclusion, God has made it pretty simple for you to activate the hope elements. Your hope is not in starting the business or ministry or losing the weight or buying a home. Your hope is in believing you cannot start that business or ministry. You cannot lose the weight. You can't buy the home. You can't get through that situation successfully or effectively without confidently using expectancy, hope in the Lord. Amen. Well, family, that ends this week's message, but we can't end without offering you the opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you'd like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and be able to hope in the Lord, remember, you have to have faith, you have to have Jesus, and you have to receive salvation. So if you'd like to do that right now, repeat after me. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart right now. Thank you for taking my sins on the cross. I believe you died, buried, rose again, and is now seated in the right hand of our Heavenly Father. And I now have a place in your eternal heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You hear that bell? That's for all those who received Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, our announcements for this week are Sister Shelley is here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of these messages at any time, day or night. They are free of charge. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. Let them know that Sister Shelley's on Mondays at 6:30, and she has a message of encouragement for you. And you can follow me as well on all the social media streams. Praise the Lord. You can contact me or donate at freelunchandprayer.org. Again, I'm hoping that next month that I'll be able to open up the lines to offer prayer for those who would like it. So that means the message will be for 15 minutes, but then we'll allow another 15 minutes for prayer. Well, I'm hoping to do that once a month and have a special guest join me. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our 15-minute message of hope, love, and encouragement. I pray that each of the listeners received exactly what you have for them and that they can now hope in the Lord. I pray they not just be hearers of your word only, but doers. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace as only he can. God bless you, family. And remember, street love begins with you. I love you. Have a blessed week in the name of Jesus.